Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Saturday, May 9th, and we are here trying to help you make better and maybe sometimes less bad, or maybe it is just, you know, sort of sane financial decisions. And sometimes you need that because we're also emotional, and I get it. That's sort of like the curse of being a human being. It just happens. We hope to do this, and we hope to bring this show to you without any jargon and certainly no judgment. And so if you would like to get in touch with us to talk about what you need help with, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air, my super duper amazing executive producer, Mark Talercio, who is also the co-host of this show, will do everything else. Hey, Mark. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
So I wanted to, you know, sort of connect with you, Mark, about, you know, generally speaking, where we are in the sports calendar so that we could be on the same page. Is this the point of the year where you're going to start telling me about tennis?
Well, we're heading into the French Open here in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So is that what I have to deal with, you and my sister?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not. It's lost a little bit of its luster this year because the top guy Alcaraz is not playing. So he's a defendant. He would have been the defending champ, but he's not playing.
All right. What about the chicks? Who do I have to root for?
Well, it's clay, so everyone's going to point to Iga. Iga usually does very well at Roland Garros, though she did not win it last year. And then there's Sabalenka is her main rival, I would say.
Okay. I don't even know what those names mean anymore.
Poland and Belarus.
Okay. Well, no Americans.
Yeah, there's always some. Yeah, you know, the Pagula, whose father and mother and father own the Bills, the Buffalo Bills and the
Sabres.
Oh,
right. Yes.
She's up there. And, of course, there's Coco Gauff. You know, she won the French Open last year, so yeah. Maybe two in a row.
All right. I'm excited about that now. Call me when we get to the finals. You know, I could care less about the early rounds. So
those are the best rounds.
I know. You and my sister and Connie, our friend Connie. Are you talking to Connie again about this or not?
Sorry. Daily. Daily.
Oh, my God. You guys
we
are
talk
insane.
Daily. We never talk about anything. Well, we talk about two things only, tennis and plants / gardening. That's it.
Oh, you never talk about CBS.
Work. Never, ever comes up.
Okay. She was our former boss at CBS Radio Gang. That's why I'm asking about this. And it's so funny. Okay. Well, listen, I'm excited today because we are going to talk to a young listener who is ready to tackle her financial issues. And that is young Christina from Boston. Hello, Christina. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So first of all, how did you come upon our show? How do you know about us?
I was referred to by a friend to give a listen just because I wanted to get serious about my money. And she led me to you guys.
I love that. So amazing. Thank you. And thank your friend. So tell us what's going on and how we can help you out.
Yeah, I guess I just want to get more serious about my money. There's three areas I kind of want to focus on. I'm kind of all over the place, but my retirement, I'm also currently a renter and would love to buy a condo with my boyfriend in the next like 2 to 3 years.
Not until there's a ring on that finger, baby. Okay. Just kidding.
Trust me, in the next few months. Potentially getting my MBA to increase my earning potential and yeah, just
Oh my God. We have a top three list. I like it. Yeah. So want to get focused here. So let's talk a little bit about just where you stand right now. So how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
28. And are you living with the boyfriend right now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
We're renting together.
And how much is your rent right now?
$3,500 total.
So you split that evenly? You're both like even Steven, 50-50?
I pay a little less. I pay $1,700. He pays $1,800.
Okay. Got it. And how much are you earning right now?
Right now, my base salary is $107,000.
Great. That's amazing. Are you entitled to a bonus usually?
Yeah. So I'm up to a $22,000 bonus and equity combined.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice. Yes.
Any debt, any old school loans, anything floating around?
Yeah. So I have so no credit card, no car, no mortgage, but student loans, I have $22,500. So $22,500 with the government, and that's mm-hmm. between 3%, 4.8%. And Ooh. Then I owe $10,000 to my parents, interest free.
Aren't they nice?
They're so nice. So nice.
That's so good. Okay. So are you making payments to them right now or not?
I pay them, yes, monthly $300. I actually pay more to my parents than I do the government just because I feel bad that they did that.
Are they in decent shape though, Christina? Just financially, they're in good shape?
Financially, they're in good shape. Mm-hmm. They just recently retired. Yeah. Both okay. have pensions. So both very well.
Okay.
Well. Yep.
And
so maybe that loan will be forgivable.
Yes.
I was just thinking about that. I was like,
sometimes they do a match.
Oh, God, that is hysterical. Yeah. But it's good. You know what? I have to say that parents who are listening, but also kids, it is so much better to be to say, oh, no, I am paying this back. Like, don't worry. I am. And like, yes. really make that to make it a very habitual piece of it, like of your financial life. Like, I will pick some amount. It is so kind. It was interest free. But like, I'm sure they're so happy that you are who you are. You already sound like a terrific person. So I do like the idea of you making sure it's not just a gesture. Like, no, I intend to pay this off. If they somehow come to you and be like, you know what, we're done with this, forget it. Fine. Let them do that. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now, for your retirement, what are you putting away into retirement right now?
Yeah. So right now I just upped it after starting my new job. So I do 15%. I do 9% pre-tax and then 6% to Roth.
Why 9% pre-tax? Why not all Roth?
I don't know about my salary band in the future. I'm assuming that I'm going to make less in the future.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you so? What are you all so pessimistic? My God. Plus, we're going to have to get you that MBA.
You're 28 and making six figures already. You think that's going to change?
Maybe I'm too conservative. I don't know. I'm a little nervous with AI and, you know, just corporate America, the state of how we are. So I guess it's a little bit more conservative.
So, okay, gang, I just made Christina tell me what she does for a living so I could understand how much risk she is really facing from AI. I think that you may be at the point in your career where it's like, AI is going to help you. You're going to now know how to do what you know how to do. You're going to use AI to make you, Christina, employee, more productive. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably more likely. I'm just, you know, I'm talking to you for 5 minutes. That's just my guess. I would still prefer you go all Roth because I think Mark mm-hmm. is right. When you're 28 years old, right, you have a long earning potential in front of you, many years of working, right? And right now, you know, you're at the 22% bracket. I don't think that you are going to be going into the 12% bracket. I just don't see it. Mm-hmm. I don't. So I would rather be all Roth right now. That's
okay.
It's going to hurt. I'm just going to say, because, you know, you're going to, maybe you don't do it all at once. Like maybe you just upped it to 15%. Where was it? What was your contribution previously?
It was around 10%.
Okay. And so how long is this new job? How long have you been at this 15%?
2 months. It's really new.
Okay. How's it going so far, cash flow wise?
Very well. Very well so far.
Mark, should she do like flip it and go 9% Roth, 6% pre-tax? And just make sure, do they match?
They do. It's a 3% match.
Do they care whether you are pre-tax or Roth for that match?
I don't think so.
What do you think, Mark, just so she gets used to it?
Yeah, I would slowly but surely get to the point where eventually you're 100% Roth. You don't have to do it all at once because it is going to impact your paycheck, but you know, just play with it. Maybe make a goal by the end of the year. You want to be at 100% Roth and do a little bit each month.
Yeah. So maybe you just say like 1%, maybe swap it 1% a month for the rest of the year. Right. And then you're all Roth and then it'll be a lot easier for you to manage that. So with your retirement, in terms of being focused on this, how much money have you put away for retirement before this job came into play? Like, where were you and how much do you have in that and in either an old account or did you roll it over?
Yeah. So actually I have two accounts right now, my old one at my old employer. So that's $46,000.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And then I have 2.3K at my new employer. So quite small. But I actually also have a pension plan from my old employer around 18K. So I'm thinking of rolling that over into my 401K, or I can keep it and it will accrue 4% per year.
Great.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They'll let you roll it and it will still accrue?
No,
no,
you
got to
keep
it.
It's either or.
Okay. Mark, can we keep it for 4% a year for a guaranteed chunk or do you want to roll it?
I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to keep it.
I mean, you could actually keep it. I'll tell you what you could do. The old one with 46,000. How is that invested? Stocks, bonds, what?
88% stocks, I believe, and then the remainder 12% in bonds.
Because one thing you could consider is you could say, I have a pension plan growing at 4%. That could be your whole bond position at this point, basically. Mm-hmm. I might just consider that like, okay, that's my safe, boring, fixed account. Then you can be as aggressive as you want in the 401k. You could just, you know, honestly, not going to hurt you just because you're so young. I guess rolling it is like you have the money, but I don't know. Would you ever go back to that place where it has a pension? Is there any possibility of that?
I would, just not in the practice that I was in.
Because maybe that would that mean you wouldn't have it? In other words, there's no way to make turn that pension plan back on if you went back into that world?
That is a question I do not have an answer to.
If you were to be able to do that, I might want to preserve the ability to do so.
Gotcha. Okay.
Maybe. So maybe just for now, leave it and it'll let it accrue.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Does your boyfriend, does he work in a something where he has a big upside in terms of making more money?
Yes, for sure. He makes more than double than what I make. And he just started a new job as well.
I'm not like so keen to say like, oh my God, you have to go like buy something right now. Like you kind of want to see where things land for both of you. Do you have a cash account that you keep like just a little safe money?
So yeah, my savings, I luckily lived at home for the first year and a half that I started working. So I was able to save some money. So I have a high yield savings account that has $13,000 in it.
Great.
And then I have a regular savings account that has $40,000 in it. And I need to figure out what to do with that cash.
Interesting. Okay. So what do you, you're spending $1,700 on your rent. Some of those loans, 22.5 of the federal loans, some of them are at 4.8%, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what chunk of that is 4.8%?
6,000.
Is the most of the rest of it around 4? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
3 to 4?
The average.
Okay. I mean, if you look at all of your spending, including the money you're paying to your parents and including the loans that you're paying back, what do you think you spend on a monthly basis?
Maybe 3.5K.
Yeah. Yeah. 3.5, 4 maybe. Yeah. That would seem right. Okay. So in general, everyone listening, let's use Christina as like the perfect model. She's making money. She's got some loans. How do you manage this? How do you think about it? The first thing I'm going to tell you, Christina, is you should track how you're spending your money just for the heck of it. It doesn't, mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to, you don't have any problems. You don't have some credit card debt that's going out of going crazy, but it's nice for you to feel a little more in control. And you can do that by, you know, any app. You can, banks have say, have apps for tracking your expenses. You know, you could pay for an app if you wanted to. I don't know, like, but just like get a sense of like, how much am I spending really? Even if you just went through your bills for the last 90 days, just check it out. Okay. And you say, all right, I'm spending $4,000 a month. Great. So the rule of thumb that we recommend is to have 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a safe account. Okay. Would you say that your job is at risk right now or not? You just got hired, so I imagine everything's cool. But do you feel like nervous all the time about like, oh, what happens if they like find out I'm a fraud?
No, I'm not nervous about that.
Okay. So we would really, you really only need about $25,000 in savings. So then the question is, you know, so if you have 50 right now, right, between the high yield savings, should you take some of the money that's in that savings account and number one, pay off like that 4.8% loan? Like what are you earning in your savings account? Probably not that much, right?
Not that much. It's 3.3%, effectively losing money.
Right. So maybe you, any, so maybe what you would do is any loan that is more than 3.5%, use the money in the savings account, pay it off. Just get rid of it.
Yep.
Who cares? It's done. Also, it's a little bit of a burden. I know that when people carry debt, there's a burden. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's it. The rest of it, you can like, you know, just move more of it into high yield savings. Don't keep too much in there. And then let's see how your cash flow goes as you shift from pre-tax to Roth, right? So now we have like the two main components when you start off, which is one, emergency reserve, two, reduce your debt. We're talking about reducing your debt, which is great. You don't have to pay off a 3% debt. You really don't. Mm-hmm. The next thing is, when is it time for you to buy? I don't know the answer to that. Mark, when do you think it is like when they're thinking about like, oh, we want to buy? What is the game plan in terms of accumulating a house down payment fund for Christina and her boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real perfect time. I mean, you guys are living together. You think there's going to be a wedding in the future. I would get through all that first. I would, you know, in a perfect world, I would clear away all the debt. It's a nice way to go into a house, not having any other debt except that mortgage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want to be able to save up the down payment. So I think you've got a ways to go. And that's probably going to be to your benefit because by the time you get to that point, hopefully mortgage rates will be even lower.
Right. And listen, if all of a sudden the boyfriend / potential fiance, potential husband is making a crap ton of money and you're ready to really think about moving, then it's the question of like, all right, well, wait a minute. We're moving. Where are we going? Are we going out to the suburbs? Are we buying in the city? Are we talking about kids? Like all these things are much larger conversations. So I wouldn't even worry about it until you're having those conversations first about like what is meaningful for both of you. So you're on the mm-hmm. same page, right?
Yeah.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the MBA?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me what you think you're going to gain by spending the money to get that designation, that MBA.
Yeah, this is where I'm at crossroads because I think that I would be able to increase my earning potential, hopefully double it down the line, but it would Ooh. Also allow me to pivot into a new profession, which I'm not entirely energized by my current industry. I would like
to- Now knowing what you do, I understand why, but you yeah. guys all don't know that, but I do. Okay. When you think about an MBA, do you work for a kind of place that would help pay for that? Because that is that something that's possible?
I need to look into it just because it's been 2 months. Of course. I don't know if they would want to invest in me only knowing me for 2 months.
Right. Do you think that you would, are you a snob about it? Like, oh, I would only go to Harvard or to MIT or blah, 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 blah. Like you want to stay in the area because you live there now and you have a boyfriend who works there. Is that kind of where you're, what you're thinking?
Yeah, my family's also here, so I'd want to stay in Boston. And luckily, it's a market with a lot of higher education.
Totally.
I actually went to school in the city, and hopefully I would go to that same place for my MBA, potentially.
How much do we have to pay for that MBA? Give me the brutal truth here.
I would say for 2 years going full time, it would be $160,000.
Stop it. No, I can't. Oh my God. Mark, help me.
Knowing what you do and knowing people that have a similar job who are at the highest level, and they're at the highest level without an MBA. So I would not get an MBA for your current industry. But if you're talking about a career change, I can't really answer that.
I know. It's very hard to make that recommendation. Look, I have a niece who got her MBA because she was a career transitioner, and she felt like she needed to really have that designation. And I think it was amazing because she was able to get a free ride at a good place. I don't think if she had paid the $160,000, it never would have paid off. Just wouldn't. So what I think you should do is really interrogate that before you jump in. And look, there are certainly programs where you can get money. And again, it also has a lot to do with like the boyfriend / fiance. If he's like, I'm making, you know, $500,000 or $600,000 a year and life is good, and of course we can pay for this, then that's one version of your life. If it's, gosh, we really need you to keep making this $120,000 or $130,000. And if we want to be buying a house and that's the priority, then we should really focus on that. Then think about the MBA later. Mm-hmm. I would talk to a lot of people and do a lot more research before I made that leap. It's a big one. It's a big one.
And the current job is so new too.
I know. Maybe you're going to like it more. I hope. Also, we got to pay for a wedding.
I don't know about that. I could get eloped and be fine.
Oh, I love you. Mark, you're talking about, Mark and I are City Hall aficionados. Believe me. We love that. We are all about that. I think that it's funny. You are doing an incredible job. So if we talk about the three things, retirement, purchase of a home, MBA. So before we get to that, I think it's like, let's look at your balance sheet. Let's see. Okay. Well, we've got some money that's in savings. Let's take some of that money, pay off the higher interest debt. Fine. Don't prepay your parents also. Like just the $300 a month is fine. Mm-hmm. So keep paying that down. Number one, balance sheet, which all I mean by that is emergency reserve fund, paying down debt. Second thing is you've got the retirement, changing over time to get to all Roth. Once you're at, if you're at 15% all Roth and it's the end of the year and you're like, hey, I'm fine, then you'll keep increasing. Maybe you'll go up to 16 or 17%. Who knows? I think by then you'll know more about what's going to happen with you and the beau and whether, like, is a house really on the horizon? Mm-hmm. Instead of putting more money into my retirement account, should I be saving more right now? Is that something that we as a couple, if that's something that's important, should we make that a priority? That's what the conversation has to be. And I would put the MBA, I agree with Mark. Let's get through the year. Let's see, have you liked this job? Let's see what the landscape is. I mean, there's also this other like weird timing issue, and I hate to do like market timing with anyone because it doesn't work, except to say that if you have a job and the job is a decent job and it's paying well, I'd hate to take you out of that job and out of the market and then lose that income, lose that momentum, and then choose to spend the $160,000. It's a rough one.
It is. I would look for a scholarship.
I know, a scholarship, or maybe, you know, you'll be working for a place that helps pay for an MBA.
That would be lovely.
Right? That would be so lovely. But you're doing great. Mark, don't you think Christina's in awesome shape?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main takeaway. You're doing everything that you should be doing. You're 28 years old. You're making a good salary, a lot of money. It's only going to go up from here. You're saving. Yeah, everything's good.
Okay. And so, Christina, hear the message. We do not think AI is coming to take your job.
Thank you. All right. You guys are great.
Well, we thank you so much. Tell all the 28-year-olds that we want to hear from them. Aunt Jill and Mark, you're sort of like the brother. You're not even an uncle. Aunt Jill and brother Mark. Except it makes you sound like a
much, much older brother then.
She could actually be your kid.
I've got 20 years on Christina.
I know. She could be your kid in a different world. It's amazing. Anyway, Christina, good luck to you. Get back in touch with us if anything changes. If something happens and you got another question, come back with and let us know what's going on. And if you're listening to this and you are in your 20s and you want to help with have a little help with priorities, a little help with kind of managing the next best step for you, get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Write us a note. If you'd like to join us on the air live, just check the box. Mark will do everything else. And of course, do subscribe to the free weekly newsletter, which comes out on Fridays. And speaking of subscriptions, you can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. Mark Talercio is the co-host, executive producer of King of All Things Web. We drop our episodes on Saturdays and Sundays, although that might be changing in the future. Stay tuned. Don't forget to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sunday, June 14th, Paramount Plus presents A Night for the Ages, live at the White House.
UFC stars don't come bigger than this.
The world's greatest fighters on America's biggest stage.
This is the moment we have all been waiting for.
Featuring two UFC title fights with Ilia Topuria versus Justin Gaethje.
The hype is real!
Plus Alex Pereira versus Ciryl Gane and so much more.
Let's go, baby!
UFC at the White House, Sunday, June 14th at 8 Eastern, only on Paramount Plus.